Chapter 9. The Hidden Value Behind Your Emotional Reactions. Your sense of sight is different from your sense of hearing, and your sense of smell is different from your sense of touch, but even though they're different, they're all vibrational interpretations. In other words, when you approach a hot stove, your sense of sight does not necessarily tell you that the stove is hot. Your sense of hearing and your sense of taste or smell are not usually the way you recognize a hot stove either. But as you approach the stove with your body, the sensors in your skin let you know that the stove is hot. You were born with sensitive, evolved, sophisticated translators of vibrations that help you understand and define your experience. And in the same way that you utilize your five physical senses to interpret your physical life experience, you were born with other sensors, your emotions, which are further vibrational interpreters that help you understand in the moment the experiences that you are living. Emotions are indicators of your point of attraction. Your emotions are your indicators of the vibrational content of your being in every moment. And so, when you become aware of the feeling of your emotions, you can also be aware of your vibrational offering. And once you combine your knowledge of the law of attraction with your in-this-moment awareness of what your vibrational offering is, then you will have full control of your own powerful point of attraction. With this knowledge, you can now guide your life experience in any way you choose. Your emotions, simply, purely, and only, are about your relationship with your source. And since your emotions tell you everything that you would ever want or need to know about your relationship with your source, we often refer to your emotions as your emotional guidance system. When you made the decision to come forth into this physical body, you fully understood your eternal connection to source energy, and you knew that your emotions would be constant indicators that would let you know in every moment your current relationship with source energy. And so, understanding the powerful guidance that you have eternal access to, you felt no sense of risk, no sense of confusion, only a sense of adventure and true exhilaration. Emotions are indicators of your alignment with source energy. Your emotions indicate the degree of your alignment with source. Although you can never achieve such a complete misalignment with source that you disconnect from it altogether, the thoughts that you choose to give your attention to do give you a substantial range in alignment or misalignment with the non-physical energy that is truly who you are. And so, with time and practice, you will come to know in every moment your degree of alignment with who you really are. For when you are in full allowance of the energy of your source, you thrive. And to the degree that you do not allow this alignment, you do not thrive. You are empowered beings. You are utterly free to create. And when you know that and are focused upon things that are in vibrational harmony with that, you feel absolute joy. But when you think thoughts that are contrary to that truth, you feel the opposite emotions of disempowerment and bondage. And all emotions fall somewhere within that range, from joy to disempowerment. Use your emotions to feel your way back to well-being. When you think a thought that rings true with who you really are, you feel harmony coursing through your physical body, joy, love, and a sense of freedom are examples of that alignment. And when you think thoughts that do not ring true with who you really are, you feel the disharmony in your physical body. Depression, fear, and feelings of bondage are examples of that misalignment. In the same way that sculptors mold clay into the creation that pleases them, you create by molding energy. You mold it through your power of focus by thinking about things, remembering things, and imagining things. You focus the energy when you speak, when you write, when you listen, when you're silent, when you remember, and when you imagine. You focus it through the projection of thought. Like the sculptors who, with time and practice, learn to mold the clay into the precise, desired creation, you can learn to mold the energy that creates worlds through the focus of your own mind. And like the sculptors who, with their hands, feel their way as they recreate their vision, you will use your emotions to feel your way to well-being.